show tonight is Chelsea Vincentino, live from Chicago. It's time for the Chelsea Show.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Josie Show here in our ninth year. I'm your host, Josie Pasentino. We have dedicated tonight to the road to the 2018 Josie Music Awards. That's right, a night full of information and your questions answered. And if you have a question, please go to www.josieshow.com and join the chat room, and you can put your question in there so we can be sure to answer it here on the show. Live for all of you. This show will help you through the processes of our organization's events, whether you are brand new to the Josie Network, whether you just heard about us, or if you have been to our events from the very start. We have something new for everyone, so stay tuned in and become completely informed. But before we begin, I want to introduce you to my co-host for the night, the lady that is always making it work behind the scenes, the one and only Tina Marie Pasentino. Hey, Tina!
Hey, so glad to be here tonight. Thank you so much for bringing me in on this fun, exciting road to the 2018 Josie Music Awards.
Anytime. I'm so excited to be able to talk a little bit and inform all of the great guests we have here tuning in to what they can do to get involved in what we have planned for this year, because I feel like every year we're constantly coming up with new ways to promote and to, make it even bigger, better, right? So we are really looking forward to this event, 2018's Josie Music Awards. It's going to be amazing. I'm so excited. And, the Josie Music Awards, for people who don't know, it is a celebration for those that work so hard in the independent music industry. We believe that you all deserve a night just for you. So that's what the Josie Music Awards is about. It's about the independent community. And so we only celebrate independent artists this night. It's a special night for just you. And we have, usually a pre-show. We have the red carpet, sometimes interviews. It's the award show. Usually the whole thing. But I'm going to pass it on here to Tina. Tell us a little bit more about what we can expect.
Well, all right. We are completely in the process of putting this all together. And as you know, the biggest thing is the date and venue, and we'll talk about that here in just a little bit. That is our biggest hurdle every year, trying to find a place that's large enough to hold all of us in the cities and towns that we want to be in. So at this point, I can tell you it looks like we are going to be in Tennessee. That much I can give you so far. Where in Tennessee at this point is still up for grabs. We've got a good several places that are trying to get our business, and we are doing some negotiations, so we will have some final answers for you soon. Now, as far as the purpose of the Josie Music Awards, of course, Josie told you, it's certainly to celebrate all of your hard work. But the other thing is you have to understand that the program that we have created is based completely on your talents and your bodies of work. So you will not find any push buttons. You will not find any begging for votes. You will not find any of that sort of thing, because none of that speaks to the hard work that you've done. All that speaks to is you've got people who can press buttons for you. So that's not the way that we do it. We feel we do it this way. It gives everybody an absolute fair chance. And we'll tell you exactly how that process works. Now, things that you can gain from the Josie Music Awards, I want to touch on that before we get a little bit too far in. So the Josie Music Awards, you can get many things from it. And it all depends on how involved you become. Get fully involved and you can work out some great things, such as, of course, meeting great people, other great talents, and work on some great collaborations together. Certainly, you can find a larger fan base. More and better shows for you when you return back home. Many artists tell us that they have garnered a whole bunch more respect hanging on to their nomination or their award. More and greater opportunities certainly open up for you. We've seen that over and over again. Your name and work is reviewed by a panel of professionals through the genres. So many genres of people come together to take a look at your work, and this panel is painstakingly put together. It has grown every year since the award show has grown. There are people there that come from all walks of life, all backgrounds. None of them work with independent artists or anybody in the independent music community. They have all got positions where they are working with other artists. Now, the other thing is not only do you get your name and your work put in front of all those people in the panel, but you get put in front of many industry pros, which is fantastic. As you know, many people show up to this event to hear and see new talent and see what's happening in the independent world. Because sometimes if you do not wish to stay in the independent world and you wish to get contracts and things like that and move up to another level or move to a different level completely, there are opportunities that become available. We have record labels of all sizes that show up to our award show, talent agencies, producers, booking agencies, and so much more. So the amount of recognition and on top of the fun that you can receive from attending and fully participating in the Josie Music Awards is truly endless and truly up to you for sure. So one of the things that we wanted to talk about next, Josie, here is the nomination process. We have to let everybody know how this process works, okay? All right. So here's the thing. The nomination process works a little bit differently than you will find anywhere else. I know everybody and their uncles, you know, have an award show. Many people just go on our page and take our nomination list and use it and, you know, just make it real simple on themselves. That's not what we do. We go through an entire process. So our nomination process is this. On April 2nd, there will be two online forms that open up, and I'll dig into these forms here in just a minute. Artists, songwriters, and other people who have businesses in the independent music industry are able to go on to one of these forms and submit your own work. So you don't have to leave this up to, you know, hoping that somebody else sends your name in. No, you can take full responsibility in how involved you want to get in this process, and you can submit yourself. One online form, which is very simple and quick to do, needs to be filled out for each nomination you wish to be considered for. Remember, this is a nomination review by an industry leader panel. Once the name gets sent in, that does not mean you will get a nomination. That does not mean the nomination will come in any category. Those things will be decided by our industry panel. And at that point, the official nomination list will come out. So you can go ahead and submit yourself for a review, which is definitely something you want to do. You definitely want to get in front of these people. And there will be a second form this year that can be filled out by fans. So, just in case there's somebody there in the music industry that maybe doesn't know about us, but is someone who's a fan or a friend or a family member or whatever, it would like us to take a look at you. They are more than welcome to send in a nomination review request. So it's more like a suggestion. Okay, they can suggest. They can say, you know, Mary Jane here. I love Mary Jane's work. I'm going to let Mary Jane know about this, but in the meantime, I'm going to send in Mary Jane's name. And I'm going to, you know, hope you guys take a look at her because she's really fantastic, okay? So those are things that could be done. So two ways your name could be submitted, either by yourself, maybe your independent record label or your booking agent or someone will do that for you, I'm not sure. Or you can also have fans and friends and family sending your name as a suggestion as well. Now, each one of these forms that gets filled out is merely a suggestion for review. If your name comes to us for review, you will be reviewed by our panel. It doesn't have to come to us a certain amount of times. It doesn't have to, you know, be anything fancy. We just need your name in and you know, some interest in what you think you want to push forward to this panel to take a look at. So different things that you can submit yourself for. You can submit yourself for, you know, vocalist of the year. album of the year, song of the year, you know, any of those sorts of things. What I suggest you do as a person submitting yourself is go into the website, josiemusicawards.com. You will find a nomination suggestion tab. And when you put your arrow over there to bring down a little list, one of those things is a guidelines. Make sure before you send in any of your materials that it meets those guidelines. So that way you don't think that you've got yourself going into review and then you get to the review and you didn't meet the guidelines and it's booted out really quick when there's something else that maybe you do meet that you could have sent yourself in for. Okay, so make sure you take a look at those guidelines, read all the way through them. Now, you will also find in that tab the categories. So right now we have all of our basic categories up that we are looking to go ahead and move forward towards the award show with. However, at any time during this process, before the official nomination list comes out, that category list can change and alter. Many times, some of the categories break down, meaning that more spots become available for nomination because of the amount of people we have coming into the categories. So many things can change. Then again, if we have a genre up there where it's not getting much attention, not many names are getting put in, the whole genre may get taken out, or it may combine with a different genre. So there's different things that can happen along this process, and it all depends on who gets sent in and in what categories and you know, that sort of thing. So how the process works is once you go ahead and you submit, your name gets put before the panel. They go ahead and do a full review on whatever they can find on you online. So they will look at the music that you have out, the amount of music, the quality of the music. They will listen to your vocals if you're looking to go for a vocalist. They will just do a very full review. Again, it's a very professional review just on your bodies of work and the things that you've done, whether it be performances, whether it be albums you've put out, whatever the case may be, okay? And from there, they will decide in what genre, in what category, and whether or not you deserve a nomination in that, if you will. If they feel that you do, you will make the official nomination list. That official nomination list will come out at the top of May. So what will happen is the submission forms will open up on April 2nd. They will close on April 30th at midnight Central Time. Within the next couple of weeks in May, you will be notified via email, if that's hopefully the easiest way. We give you a couple different tries and a couple different venues in which we can, you know, try and capture you to make sure that you know that you're nominated. You will get an email this year. One of the things that are different is not only will you get your standard email that lets you know that you've got a nomination and in what category and that we want to hear back from you. We want you to acknowledge it just like you did last year. But this year you will also have an attachment that'll be your certificate, okay? It's getting way too difficult to get all the certificates out and hand them to people and whatnot at the events. It's just becoming way too much with the amount of nominees that we have. So you will now have those attached in your email, so you will have them up front, no issues. It's there, it's to you, and we don't have to worry about it later. All right, that's how the official nomination process works. After that, once you have made the official nomination list that we post in May after we send you some notifications, once you have made that list, you will remain on that list all the way through the entire thing. We do not chop down the list. We don't cut it down. We don't boot people out unless there's some sort of integrity issue. But otherwise, it just rolls the way that it is. You've made that list for a reason. We're not cutting anybody out of the list, okay? And we'll explain to you how we're going to deal with that in a little bit. Then, during that whole time while you're on that official nomination list, the actual same panel who did the nominations go back through and review you specifically for what that nomination is. They'll take a look at if it's a specific album that you were nominated for example. They'll take a look at the album. They'll take a look at the cover, how many songs are on it, the production of it. They'll listen to the songs. They'll listen to the lyrics. They'll listen to the melody. You know, they'll look for, you know, how relevant it is to the genre, whatever the case may be. And then they will do a full review on that. They will then decide the winners, and those winners will be decided prior to the award show event, and then everybody will find out whether or not they've won their category at the actual award show event, okay? So that's what happens during that time between the official list coming out and the award show date. That's when the whole study gets done to find out who our selected winners are going to be. This is a very long process. So you see why some people do it a different way. It's a very long process. It takes a lot of people. It takes a lot of man hours. And with that, when you get called to, even if you just make the nomination list, you're a winner at that point, because if you've made that nomination list, someone has looked you over in that specific category, you know, up and down nine ways to Sunday. So congratulations. If you make that list, you have made quite a list. And, you know, if you win that category, wow, just absolutely amazing. So that's kind of a little bit about how the process works. All right. If you have any questions, go to josieshow.com and put them inside the chat room. And I will be taking a look at that, and I'll answer them as we kind of go through the rest of these categories.
Yes, I'm actually keeping a lookout in the chat room. That's why I'm super uber quiet. I'm working a little bit behind the scenes stuff happening.
Anything there yet, Joe?
Let's see here. I see a lot of familiar faces. Danny's there. Danielle, Trace Thompson, Steve, Owen, Anne-Marie Castano's there. Hi, all. Michelle Lee, Natalie Jean, JT is there. Hey there. Shout outs. If any of y'all have any, hey, Janice, if anyone has any questions, just let us know in the chat room. I'm keeping an eye on it here. And also keeping an eye on Facebook as well. And so, yeah.
All right, good. We're getting it all handled. So hopefully we'll answer all of your things and you won't have too much more to worry about. But if I do not hit on an area where you had a question, please go ahead and type it in and I'll make sure that I do before this radio time is up. The next thing I want to touch base on is the online submission forms. So this Monday, April 2nd, so as soon as the clock strikes midnight Central Time, we will open up two forms at josiemusicawards.com. Not anything that needs to be printed off, mailed in, faxed, none of that, okay? So you just fill it out quick online, hit submit, and you're done. It's very easy. You will have to fill out one form per submission. So if you want to submit yourself for an album, fabulous. That's one form. If you want to submit yourself as a vocalist, fabulous. That's one form. So same form over and over again. Very simple, it's very basic, but get yourself submitted for everything in which you feel you meet the guidelines for. And if you've noticed, year on year, if you've been with us for, you know, the last 3 years, year on year, the guidelines get a little bit tighter. So it gets a little harder. The one thing that I will let you in on, a little secret that I hear from the panel over and over again, and I've already heard it again this year, is that they look for progression. They look to find independent artists that are progressing year on year, meaning they are continually either touring, coming up with more work, doing more writings, adding things onto businesses, becoming licensed, whatever the case may be, they look for some form of progression. So these guidelines year on year will get a little bit harder and a little bit tighter each time. Now, there will be two forms. Please make sure you let your family, friends, and fans know. The one form that you will need to fill out yourself, that is not a form that a fan can fill out for you. All right, the next form is a fan form, and it does say it right on there. It's all under the same tab. It's under the nomination submission tab, okay? You will find a form on April 2nd that pops up that is for fans, and we've made it easy. We've had them give us their information in case we have a question, and we ask them to give us the name, very basic information. We're not asking them to give us all kinds of stuff. So basically, if they can give us your name and say, hey, I think she has a really good voice, we're good to go. And then they'll go ahead and go into review. So two forms, fill them out. You'll have an entire month to get this done. So one thing I wanted to tell you is make sure when you read the guidelines, it'll give you dates. One of the things that's gotten a lot tighter this year that I've noticed is the song of the year, okay? If you wish to put yourself through for a song of the year, the song has to have had a release date in 2017 or 2018 prior to April 30th of this year, okay? So if you're working on a song now and you're getting ready to release it, as long as it releases by April 30th, you can go ahead and submit that. All right, I notice that's one change. Normally they've given us two and a half full years of being able to submit a song. They've now moved that down to about a year, year and a half, okay? So if your song was released in 2017, 2018, and it wasn't already a prior winner on the Josie, Music Awards, you can go ahead and submit that song in. Okay? So that's it with the forms. Very easy. The one thing that's very important about these is it tells us how we can get a hold of you. So make sure you please put down good information for phone numbers, addresses, emails, because you know, you never know how we're going to need to get in contact with you. So please make sure you have that down there. Super, super important for us so that someone doesn't end up missing the list because they weren't able to get a confirmation in of their nominations. We would hate that. So that's the two forms. Real simple. Nothing too complex there. Very, very easy. Nomination categories, we talked about that, where you could find those on our website, the guidelines, where you can find those on our website. Now let's talk a little bit about performances. And then I'll do a quick recap so that by the time I'm done with all this talking, you know the couple of things that you know you need to do if you truly want to get involved. Performances. This year, we would like to have at least one performance from each of the genres that will be represented in the award show this year. So if we're going to have a gospel category, we want to have one gospel performance. If we're going to have a rock category, we want one rock performance. If we're going to have a country category, we want at least one performance. You know, so that's kind of how we're doing it this year so that we can make sure that they're all represented. There will only be between 12 and 15 performance spots this year on the main stage. If we end up with some extra opportunities around red carpet and things like that, we will let you know. We won't know that until we have our venue completely nailed down. So we have a form on the website now under I think it's called performance application. You may have to hover over the more tab to find it. But when you go on there, there is a little button which says that you can go ahead and submit as an early bird. Many people already have. It's come out a couple days ago online. So what you can do is there's a button that you can hit to submit as an early bird and go ahead and put your information in. And then it asks for you to submit some sort of live video link so that we can see what you look like performing live. It does not have to be the song that you want to try and perform this year. It could be anything at all. We just need to see a little blurb of you. And trust me, I'm sure whoever goes through this list, they'll get your name and they'll look for many more. But just give them one link so they have a head start and we make sure we're finding the right person. Since lots of times people have the same name, it makes it a little difficult. So anyway, so that's it. So you have an early bird. You can put in for a performing spot now if you'd like. There is, as we go ahead and we get going and the nomination list and whatnot comes out, there's a spot for you to submit as, yes, I am a nominee. And there's a spot for you to submit as, no, I'm not a nominee. I'd like to submit anyway, just in case there's any open spots left afterwards. Our performers will be selected first from our nominee lists. Okay, so if you are a nominee, you have a first shot at getting one of the performance spots. Generally, we have close to 700 people that submit to be a performer. 700 people for 12 to 15 spots. So we select from our nominees first, okay? Generally, that means that if you are not a nominee, it's going to be very difficult to get a slot. The only other slots that will be made available will be for any special guest performances. Last year, you've seen Bucky Covington come out and do a performance for you all, so there may be something like that. You never quite know who's going to pop in. It's always a lovely surprise. But if you know that you want to perform regardless where, when, whatever, you're making this one of your priorities, then go ahead and submit the form as an early bird now. Otherwise, you can wait to see whether or not you make the nomination list and submit after that. All right, let's talk sponsorships. This year, we did something a little different. We made our sponsorships a lot more fun. So there'll be a lot more active things going on during the red carpet time, primarily. Where you can get your name, your brand, whatever the case may be, promoted, as long as, of course, it's not a competing company. So make sure you read all the fine print when you go on the page. But we made it affordable for all budgets. I believe our one of them even starts at $50. And certainly they go all the way up to our large sponsors. So go on the page and see. We do everything from named photo frames to book giveaways and just all kinds of really cool things. So go on the page, look at the sponsorship, and see if that is something that you're interested in doing to help push your brand or your name or your music or something out further. Whether or not you're a sponsor has absolutely nothing to do with whether or not you become a nominee, a winner, or anything. They're two separate things, and they are handled in-house by two completely separate entities. As you know, Josie and I do not handle a nomination list other than typing. We do not handle the winner list. None of that gets done by us. That gets done out house. So whether or not you choose to be a sponsor or purchase ads or anything like that, that is merely advertisement for you, has nothing to do with the outcome. Two separate people handle both of those things. So take a look at the sponsorships. As you know, these events are super huge and super expensive to pull off. We are well over close to $200,000 in now on the last couple of award shows. So any sponsorship whatsoever, ad or anything you want to do to advertise yourself can certainly help us as well. All right, next, let's talk memberships into the Josie Music Award Association. Memberships are a fun part of the association. As you know, many major named artists have memberships, you know, throughout in all kinds of things. And so do many of us in the independent music industry. As far as memberships go, there are three of them available. There is a standard membership and a voting membership. Neither of them cost anything. And in order to be involved in the Josie Music Awards, you do not have to be a member. It's just something a little extra in case you wish to be. Standard membership will get you things like possible discounts on tickets, early bird purchasing of tickets, fun things like that. The voting membership will get you not only those same discounts and fun things, but it will also get you an opportunity to vote in the Josie Music Awards one time with a ballot. And how that works is this: in order to keep it completely fair, the voting is not done on any of the music categories. So you can't vote for Artist of the Year, Single of the Year, none of that. What you would vote on as a voting member would be Record Label of the Year, Producer of the Year, those sorts of things. So really the business categories, things that have nothing to do with a specific music artist or musician. More they are voted on by companies. It is a 50-50 vote, so our members get 50% vote and our panel gets the other 50%. So it cannot be swayed realistically in any way. So we keep those things as fair as we possibly can, but that is an opportunity if you wish to be a part of the association. We are we are nearing somewhere around 2,500 members at this point. We have more membership applications that are in and that we still need to get through to. If you have a current membership card, it does cover year 2016 and 2017. We are extending that. Your card is still good. Even though it's 2018, keep it. We will go ahead and be issuing out new cards that do not have an expiration date on them. But for now, you can go ahead and still use that card for any discounts or anything that may came up that you need the number for. The other membership that we have is a business membership. That one does have a cost behind it because it has to do with advertising. So that is a $250 cost for that membership. And that membership there gets you advertisement on our websites, newsletters, at our event, etc. So you can go ahead and take a look at those at josiemusicawards.com. Just click on the membership tab and see if any of those interest you. Again, do not have to be a member of any form to become involved in the Josie Music Awards. It is something completely separate. All right, now let's talk about the next thing. Media credentials, including photographers and press. Let's talk a little bit about that. We have a form on josiemusicawards.com for media credentials. If you are a news outlet of some form, whether it be a radio station, magazine, TV channel, whatever, you can go ahead and you can fill that form out and request credentials. You will get a message back from us with an approval if it's something that we feel is going to benefit the event and the members that we have coming to the event. If you are in the media, please make sure that you are a licensed business if you're going to go ahead and submit a credential form, okay? If your business is not licensed, you will not end up with credentials. So make sure you get all that stuff in line and in ready to go prior to submitting to us. If you're interested in being a photographer or possibly doing some video this year, I'm not sure what we're going to need completely, then just go ahead and submit that information in. And when you submit that, please submit someplace where we can see your work. And we're looking for people who have experience in taking pictures of award show type events, concerts, anything having to do or related to music. We would like to see those. That would be fabulous. So send that in with your work and we'll go from there. We are looking for probably double the amount of media that we had last year. You know, we had quite a bit last year. So we look for even more this year. So please go ahead. And if you know somebody, let them know to go on there and go ahead and try and submit. That would be fabulous. Venue and date information. Let's go ahead and chat about that. As far as the venue and date go, we are in negotiation right now with 6 possible venues.
Mm-hmm.
With our size of people that come in once a year for this event, it's not easy to find a venue that can hold all of us. So we are doing some negotiations and some chair moving placements and all kinds of stuff to see what we can do to fit inside of a venue. As you know, we've had it every year in Nashville, which is fabulous. And, you know, if we can continue that, because we could find a venue that's willing to work with us and is large enough, lovely. We absolutely love that idea. The only thing is that, unfortunately, a lot of times they only have an occupancy of 700 or 800. You know, we need a few thousand. So even though there's tons and tons and tons of venues there in that town, tons and tons, none of them are really all that large, you know, except for the ones that I'm sure that we've already hit. We like to try and keep it new and fresh if we can. So we will keep looking, and I will let you know what happens with those that we have going on. But I would say within the next couple of weeks, we will have a venue and a date solidified. We are looking for a Sunday in September. That's kind of been our MO. So that's kind of what we're looking for again this year. Hopefully we get lucky, but consider it right around that time frame. One of the other things I want to talk to you a little bit about is the monthly newsletter. That will come out probably around the first week of every month. The first one came out in March. You can find that on our website as well if you haven't seen it. That newsletter gets distributed through social media, our websites, email. It gets mailed out to some larger distribution locations. So it gets quite a bit of play. So we want to make sure that we use that on our road to the 2018 Josie News Awards to go ahead and just enlighten everybody and keep them abreast of what is happening. So you are able to purchase ad space in those monthly, and you can find that information on our website as well if that's something that interests you. This year, our event, again, will be a ticketed event. We looked for, you know, ways around that as best as we can. At this point, that seems to be what venues want. And, you know, we kind of have to do what we have to do. So it will be a ticketed event again this year. We will not have the capacity that we had last year, of course, because we won't be in a stadium. We'll be back in the air conditioning. So if you know that this is an event that you want to attend, the second that that information becomes available, get your tickets. That you don't have to worry about, you know, waiting for the sold-out sign to come up. All right. I want to talk a little bit, because Josie and I have been working on some changes year on year. And every year we try to adjust a little bit. This year we have already noted down some immediate changes. One of the things is that the nominees in each category, since we don't cut our list, as you know, our list could be quite long, quite daunting to read through everything. So the nominees in each category will either be shown on a screen on stage or they will be put in your program. It's one or the other. We're not sure depending upon what our venue looks like. So all the names will be seen and then the winners will be called out and you'll be able to come up, make an acceptance speech, and take an award. Now, the awards this year will be picked up at the end of the night. We're trying to avoid some of the chaos backstage and unboxing and boxing and everything else. You will be handed an award to go on up and make your speech with. When you get backstage, you'll go ahead and put that award back down, take your seat, take your envelope that shows you as the winner, and then at the end of the night, all the winners that night will be able to come up, come backstage, grab their boxed award so that it's safe and nothing's broken or smashed or lost or anything else. And then take that and go take pictures with it or whatever you wish to do. That's how we're going to do it, to try and make it a little less chaotic backstage, make it a little easier on everybody. The show will then, of course, be cut in length. Every year, we try to cut it down a little bit each year to make it a little easier on people. This year, the show will be no longer than 3 hours, and we will be getting out at a decent time, so everybody will probably be getting out probably no later than 9 p.m., so that everybody can withstand the night without any form of exhaustion. I think the Grammys is the only show that's longer than ours. So we're cutting it back a little bit each year, and as the categories get tighter, that means less awards come out, and because of that, the night tends to get a little bit shorter. So we'll have no longer than a 3-hour show, so we'll get out at an appropriate time. Winners will pick up their awards, and then this year there may be an after party to go to as well. Depending upon where we land for our venue, what town we land in, will determine what the after party will look like. So you'll get out in plenty of time to go and party the rest of the night away. So how that all goes down, it should be an awful, awful lot of fun for sure. So next I want to do is open this up for questions. So those are the basic roads through the Juicy Music Awards. Let me give you a quick overview of what you need to worry about if you want to become fully involved. On April 2nd, the nomination submission review forms open. If you wish to be involved through a nomination process, go ahead and get those filled out. If you wish to try to be a performer this year, fill that out. Other than that, those are the majors, okay? Everything else is an option for you. How deeply involved you get is up to you. The more involved you are, the more you're going to take away from it. So it's really up to you. Josie and I are very proud. We've created quite an association for our award show. It's not a fly-by-night thing. It's not a once a year, like we don't do anything all year and then all of a sudden we have an award show. It's nothing like that. We're very serious. We want to get you guys the biggest and best reviews we possibly can of your work, get eyeballs on it as much as we can, get you as much exposure, get you around people to get you as many collaborations as possible, grow fan bases, get whatever it takes to get you guys as much as we possibly can from this one event. It's not just a party. It's a great party, but it's not just a party. There's so much more involved in this. So that's where the association came from. That's why it's become a brand under our Josie Network. We have a total of 9 successful brands now that we're very, very pleased with. One of those, of course, is the Independence Country Music Hall of Fame. As you know, we started last year with handing out inductees. We had 3 inductees last year. We'll have 2 inductees again this year, which will also happen at the Josie Music Awards. Humanitarian Awards will be looked at. We will honor somebody in the music community. It will be a fantastic, fantastic day again. Red carpet will still be happening. We'll have a 2-hour red carpet. Max 3-hour show. It'll be awesome. We'll party. We'll have a great time. We'll make a lot of connections and really have a fabulous time. So we're super excited about that. All right, Josie, are there any questions or did I do just such a good job at explaining this?
You must have done an amazing job because I don't see any questions. I think you pretty much covered everything that people would want to know about. And, we'll constantly have new updates on my Facebook, and through our newsletter. So there will always be some kind of update. So if you can't listen to the show or maybe you you may have missed something, it'll definitely be on my page on Facebook and our newsletter. So keep a lookout on all of those things, everybody. And check that out. Oh yeah, there we go. Our computer, our computer's having a moment. Oh hey, D-Rock, I'm so glad you're able to join us. Yeah. Yes, thank you all so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Well, I'm so excited for this year because I feel like it just gets, better and better. We always are just having a blast. It's always so much fun. So, and this time we will not have to deal with the heat. So it'll be even better. So we're excited about it.
air conditioned, right? Exactly. So it'll be great. But I think we answered pretty much anything that they would want to know. We pretty much got everything here, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in tonight. If you have any more questions, just contact us at our email, josiemusicawards@gmail.com. That again is josiemusicawards@gmail.com, or you can call Tina Marie at 331-442-5833. Thank y'all, everyone. Good night. And thank you so much for tuning into the Josie Show tonight right here at josieshow.com. Until our next show, remember, sometimes you have to make the hard decisions to follow your dreams, but don't forget to enjoy the whole journey and make great friends along the way. Good night, everyone. Mwah! Love y'all.